The fourth National Conference on Grazing Lands took place this past December in Reno, Nevada, as the event emphasized the important role of grazing management. And one of those who participated was Pete Deal, NRCS Area Rangeland Management Specialist in Florida. He presented a poster paper at the event concerning a phosphorus project they conducted right here in the state.
What we did in this project was to go out and try to identify how much phosphorus was removed when someone harvested sod. So we looked at three types of sod lifted in Central Florida and identified what the average phosphorus removal rates would be. We needed this information to do nutrient budgets to help landowners apply conservation on their land. And we found that you could remove approximately 1 pound of phosphorus with every pallet of sod removed. This will allow the landowners to strategically supplement their phosphorus without affecting the water quality, without over-applying phosphorus. They now have an idea of how much will be removed when they harvest sod. This could have significant environmental and economic impacts in the local area.
Another poster presentation was made at that event by Chad Ellis, NRCS Florida State Rangeland Management Specialist, which focused on GLCI right here in the state.
Our Florida Grazelands Coalition and their success, and to be able to share with other people in other states and other coalitions trying to start, to be able to tell our story, basically, of the heartaches and the positives that we've received.
Both Deal and Ellis felt the recent conference was a great place for those involved from across the country to talk with each other, to find out what's working in certain areas, and to get new ideas they can take home to use on their own operation. The recent conference was sponsored by many branches of USDA, including the Natural Resources Conservation Service. For more information, just log on to www.glci.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.